Last week,
with the prompting of Joel McIver's book, we talked about agent provocateurs and the insertion of inauthenticity into our lives. But there's another way, perhaps a more indirect way, in which we are thwarted. And a realistic sense of hope is a phrase that keeps coming back to me because it's the reverberation from one of the key recurring questions for our resistance under class, of class itself. A question which at root is about this planned conflation, and it is intentionally conflated in our minds, and it's so destructive of hope. This planned conflation of the insanity of class with human nature. And the question reverberates from the confusion about the true, the power dynamics at work, difficult to see and talk about because power works behind the scenes. This came up for me listening to a Ukrainian man speak on a radio program about the lingering Russian militarist autocratic influence from the Soviet era in Crimea, even before recent events. Because Russian generals retired on the peninsula, and their descendants are often true to the influence of their fathers. He spoke about growing increasingly anxious, said he was contemplating returning to Kyiv, despite loving the beauty of Crimea, because he could feel an ugly tension beneath the surface of things, an ominous undercurrent of malevolence, a heavy breathing on scurrying feet, sowing the seeds of totalitarian authority, like a monster seizing the opportunity to come out of hiding. Quote, the physical devastation of Europe was more than merely the loss of its buildings and its infrastructure. It was more even than the destruction of centuries of culture and architecture. The truly disturbing thing about the ruins was what they symbolized. The mountains of rubble were, as one British serviceman put it, a monument to man's power of self-destruction. For hundreds of millions of people, they were a daily reminder of the viciousness that the continent had witnessed, and which might at any time resurface. And that's from Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II. In pondering that George Eliot poem we read last week, it occurred to me that it's the command part of it that's tricky. That line, command exists, but with obedience. It's tricky for us in our current iteration of class society, because we've been trained to take things very literally. For if the command part, i.e. the system, is not properly understood, one's disobedience is useless.